What is Western Standard Time? It's West Coast Sports! It's real talk in real time! Western Standard Time! Follow us or be followed! WST underscore podcast, iTunes, Spotify, and SoundCloud. Get on it!
Welcome back to WST. We're doing subway etiquette part two. I just got back from New York, freezing, 15 degrees, and I got on the subway. And you know what? I forgot when that door opens and you're in Grand Central, it's like the Kentucky Derby. Everyone's running everywhere. Grab your bags and go.
We promise you the sequel will be better than the first. I think we should dive into, with you recently being in New York and myself traveling quite a bit as of late, I want to talk a little about not just the subway etiquette, but also the airport shuttle etiquette. Why don't you lead, though? What did you learn?
So there are two lanes when you're going up the escalators or down the escalators. There's a fast lane and the slow lane. If you're walking, move to the right because I'm moving right by you. People run in New York, I think, for no reason.
Are they the people that run when like, oh, I guess in New York, you don't even really have like crosswalks. You literally just walk whenever you want. Look left, look right, go, get hit by a taxi, whatever you may do.
But you know what? So, if you missed the 4 or 5, there's another one coming in 4 or 5 minutes.
When you were living in New York, would you ever see the same people on the subway?
Occasionally, because you get into your routine of when you go to work and what train you jump on, and you see the same people. Give them a little head nod. If it's a girl, you wink at her.
Little subway love.
So right, I once got a girl's number on the subway, and I was so pumped. I was so excited. I went to text her, and it was the wrong number. Like, it didn't go through.
555555.
So guess what? I see her like 2 days later on the same subway. She gets off on the same line as me. And I'm like, do I even say anything? So of course I do. And I was like, maybe she gave me a bum number. But she's like, no, it's not a 2 at the end. It's like a 1. And it was the right number. Yeah. And then I texted her and she didn't text me back.
Did you ride a different subway to work from then on out?
Then I just walked to work.
My second time riding the path from New York to Jersey, I gave up my seat to a woman. That woman then asked me out on a date, and she was twice my age probably, asked me out on a date. I politely declined. And then from then on, she would wait at that subway at the exact time I'd be going home and would always join me in the car.
So did you try to like wear a wig and put on glasses and a mustache?
I would just look at my phone the entire time or act like I was reading.
Just putting some earbuds.
Yeah. You didn't have
you ever given someone wrong subway advice on the train? I'm in Grand Central. I hop on the express and they're like, does this stop at 34th? And I'm on like the 4 train. I'm like, yeah, sure, jump in. And then I realized this goes right to Union Square. I didn't know what to do. I just looked away. It was too late. You're on this ride with us.
Did they ask you to refund them the amount for the Metro card?
No, but it's like, you know what? I just got a little confused. I haven't lived in New York in 3 years. It was a simple mistake. But you know what? They probably missed their next train and their next morning meeting. Sorry.
Or they're still stuck at Grand Central. They don't know where to go.
I think you should pre-board on the subway. There should be pre-boarding.
There should be pre-boarding.
There should be status, too. You can only get into certain cars.
Subway status.
I'm gold status. Move out of my way.
Yeah. You get cocktails in one train. If you're in the very back, you have to pedal the entire subway or power the entire subway. You're in the back on bikes trying to make it work.
Or you have to get in with that bum who's been sleeping on the train for 5 weeks and smells like urine.
You got to cuddle up with a bum. That's great.
I forgot about entertainment on the subway. Dancers, singers, magicians. They've got everything. The next sports bet we do, the loser has to get on the subway and entertain from Grand Central to Brooklyn.
What would you be your entertainment?
I would definitely have a beatbox and I'd be doing some break dancing, sliding on the poles, doing something crazy with my head. And then
no.
I probably would get zero money.
Yeah, exactly. You're totally get money. I think I would bang on the drum and my sign would say, give me $100 and I'll shut up. I mean, the last thing you want to hear on your ride home after a crappy day at work is some guy banging a freaking steel drum in your ears. I would find the best dressed person who looked like they're the most pissed off and just sit next to them and start doing the Lion King or something like that on a steel drum. You know, cost me no money. I found this 15-gallon bucket on the side of a construction site and maybe two chopsticks from a local Chinese restaurant. I'm just hammering on this thing. And you're giving me $100 and I'll go to the next car. By the time the commute's over, I've got a couple $1,000 in my pocket. Who was your favorite entertainer?
It was these kids and they would break dance and they would dance. And that's what I would want to do. But I can't do it as good as them.
Did you ever give them any money?
A couple times.
How much? Change out of your pocket or did you actually pay it together?
I gave them my empty Subway card.
WSD Podcast. Right. And we're out.